Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Welcome to the next episode of Crypto Nights, where the best minds bridge the crypto divide. I'm your host, Kant Miriala. I am really excited today. I have a fantastic guest speaker, but before that, here is a disclaimer. These podcasts are for educational purposes only, not a solicitation, not an endorsement for investment. You do so at your sole discretion. We suggest you do your due diligence. We are not financial advisors. Tokens are highly risky and you could lose all of your invested money. Hi, Joshua. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. And very, very excited. I've read your profile over the last few days and I've been looking forward to this. And congratulations on a successful launch. I know it's in the middle of it, coinline.com. Mm-hmm. So we are meeting a person who is right in the zone.
Yeah, it's right in the middle. We're about 4 weeks into the token sale right now.
And so, Joshua, let's kick it off with a little bit of your background, where you came from, what you're doing, et cetera. And then we'll jump into the backstory of Coinline.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me on the show. My background is really in traditional finance and portfolio management. I have a master's of security analysis portfolio management from Creighton, which is actually really follows along with the CFA, the Chartered Financial Analyst curriculum, if anyone's familiar with that. Yeah. And so that's really my passion is portfolio analysis, construction. I've worked in the traditional finance space for about 8 years. I started off as a banker. Worked my way up there and kind of brokerage associate. I was working with some advisors and things and doing some traditional management. And then worked my way over to Merrill Lynch and was working on a team managing assets. The team that I was working on managed about $300 million in traditional assets. And I was part of the constructing portfolios, doing analysis, just building that out and helping manage kind of the whole practice. So that's really where I kind of, at that point, early on, had gotten involved in cryptocurrency while I was actually working at Merrill Lynch. And it kind of consumed me, you know, all my thoughts were with cryptocurrency. And I started mining. So I was mining Ethereum, you know, building computers, building GPUs. And that's kind of how I got my start into it. I was just very interested in both the hardware aspect, the software aspect, and then just the mathematical aspect of how the blockchain works and all that. So it really was intriguing. And then I was also got into trading and then trying to manage portfolios of digital assets. So that's really my background and my you know, entry into cryptocurrency. And then I just, as you know, probably, and others know that are listening, it is a challenge to manage, you know, a portfolio of cryptocurrency. So that's really why I started Coinline.
Wow. It's not a challenge. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Exactly. 100% right. Yeah, you have no idea, you know, keeping your allocations in line, especially if you want to have a portfolio that has, you know, say 100 different types of cryptocurrencies in it. It gets really, really tedious and it's a challenge for sure.
So tell us how you happened to get the idea of coin launch and decide to launch it, et cetera.
Yeah. You know, managing the portfolios and then working on managing these portfolios across, you know, 10 or 15 different exchanges and trying to find which coins are where, it's obviously really frustrating. And then I was used to managing portfolios using some of like the best tools that are available out there. So some of the things like being able to buy and sell multiple assets with a single click, you know, building out a portfolio and then submitting it to multiple order books at once. That's something that I was used to doing in the traditional space. And I was like, well, why is no one doing this with cryptocurrency? You know, I'm trading on like Bittrex and Kraken. And I'm sure if you've traded on there, you know what their interfaces look like. So I'm trading on that at night. And then I'm going during the day and I'm trading on these professional tools that I have access to. And I'm just like, this is crazy that no one's built anything like this. You know, it doesn't seem like it would be overly complicated. You know, what can I do to maybe put something together that's going to help people manage, you know, efficiently portfolios of digital assets? And then also not only help the people who are involved in doing this and the experts, so to speak, but how can I get that expert knowledge into the hands of people who are just starting and entering into the space? And so that's really what CoinLion is designed to do. It's designed to give professional tools to people that want to use them, but then it's also designed to make it very simple so that new users who come in can take advantage of these experts who are building portfolios and using these professional tools And then they can just simply come in and say, hey, I'm going to track, I'm going to duplicate this person's portfolio. And maybe that, and then give people the ability to create portfolios that are, you know, say goals based. So have different sort of objectives. You know, maybe it's just the standard type of style boxes. You know, you have large cap, small cap, mid cap, for example, in the traditional space. You can do the same sort of thing with cryptocurrency. You can have, you know, hey, I want a portfolio of all cryptocurrencies with a market cap of over $1 billion, you know, or I want to screen out for cryptocurrencies that have a price of less than $5. So giving all of these types of tools, so that way you can kind of organize your digital assets in a different way than you're used to. And I know maybe there's a lot of traders out there that say, oh, I don't really know about tools like this, but I think that people don't really know what they're missing yet. You know, when they get into this and you actually start now down the road, we have hundreds of thousands of digital assets in the future and all these different token sales and projects. And how do you manage something that has, you know, at Merrill Lynch, I was managing a portfolio that had 400 different positions in it. How do you manage a cryptocurrency portfolio with 400 different positions in it? You really can't. There's really no great way to do it. So that's really what we're trying to build and trying to give to the people with CoinLion.
Wow, that is fantastic. That's very exciting. So is it like a universal wallet? Do I keep my actual tokens in there, or is it just manage, or do I just input my portfolio holdings into?
So it is an exchange. It's a cryptocurrency exchange and trading platform and digital asset management platform. So you can do the simple things that you would do on like a Bittrex or a Kraken, and you can easily just trade a single cryptocurrency. We also have plans to kind of integrate in with, you know, using APIs, integrate in with other exchanges as well. So kind of like a Coinigy. We'll see kind of how that plays out and see how many exchanges we can integrate in. But we also are running our own exchange as well. And that's our primary focus. So that way, when you're creating, you know, you can hold your assets on the exchange like you would with a Kraken or a Bittrex or something like that. We're also exploring ways to allow people to have access to their private keys within the exchange. We know there's really no exchanges that are doing that. And we think if we can do that, we're going to offer a huge advantage to the crypto community. So we're kind of exploring, you know, different ways on how to do that. We just got to see how that all plays out and how we can provide the best user experience when it comes to that, as well as, you know, be compliant, you know, 100%. So that's kind of some of the challenges we're working through.
Oh, I understand that now. So can you give us a summary of the benefits that a user of CoinLion can get, which they cannot probably get elsewhere or not very easily, besides what you already summarized? Because when I went through your 1 minute video on your website, I said, wow, these people are doing a whole bunch of things. I just want to make sure our audience get a summary of that.
Yeah, so it's really a feature-rich, you know, robust trading platform that also is really, we're working hard to build a strong community. So, you know, you have a Coinbase and you have Bittrex and things like that, but you have no community within the platform, so to speak. You just, you know, doing things on your own. And with CoinLion, it's the idea is to connect, you know, experts and then new users, and then also provide, you know, so for me, when I was trading traditional assets, I had an incredible platform to trade on. And if I needed a research piece on a certain position or a certain, I could just go and click and get a little piece of research and do so, you know, look at the numbers, look at the facts, and then decide if I want to integrate that with my portfolio. You can't do that on a Coinbase. There's not one single piece of research there for anybody to look at. There's not one single piece of research on any exchange. So one thing that CoinLion is doing is building out a research and analytics library. And we're allowing users to submit research and analytics to this library and be incentivized and rewarded in the Lion token to do so. And so I kind of equate it like to interactive brokers, for example, if you're familiar with that. They have their preferred researchers on the platform that are kind of vetted, and they have gone through an application process to be able to submit research to the platform. CoinLion has a similar thing. So we actually have an application process that people can go through, and they fill out and they say, here's my experience. This is why I'm qualified. I've been doing crypto for this long. You know, here's some of my credentials, and this is the type of research that I'm going to submit. So we're compiling all that data. So that's just one of the things that we're going to offer to people on the platform is a research library. So you can go and new users can go in and then as a research provider, you will have kind of a, you can have a profile within the platform, you know, similar to like a Facebook, for example, where you have a profile and maybe you like to do a blog every week about, you know, portfolio management styles or different ways to manage crypto portfolios. And you want to publish that information and allow other users to come and take advantage of that. So then you can be incentivized, rewarded in the Lion token. So there's really no exchange, I think, that is doing all the things that we're doing. And it is to really give people almost an economy within the platform to be able to spend and earn the Lion token to publish, create research, to publish strategies, to follow portfolios and create other portfolios. So it's connecting the experience with the new users and then providing this amazing tool sets and this portfolio management tool to do all this. So like the portfolio management tool, for example, which we talked about just a little bit earlier, allows you to say, I want to build an equally weighted portfolio just for easy math or whatever, 10 positions, 10% in each portfolio. I want to do Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ripple, et cetera. And I want to build that out. And I just want to put, I want to put 100 ETH into that. And I would go 10% in each one. And then I could submit that to the order book and create that whole portfolio in one shot. And then I could also say, hey, I want to share this portfolio with the community and allow other people to come and track this and follow this portfolio. And it's going to cost them, X amount in Lion token per month to do that, because this portfolio is going to really rock it, So that's really, I think, one of the biggest, most powerful pieces of what CoinLion's offering is the ability to create these portfolios. And then if you want to publicize it, you can. If you don't, you can keep it private. And then coming back in to manage it later, now let's say you want to reallocate because your Bitcoin position has really grown to 15% of the portfolio, but you're trying to keep this equally weighted, so you want to bring that back down, so you can do that, and then it'll automatically basically populate that across all those order books and submit that. And then you can say, I'm going to share this with my social media channels. You can share that across your Twitter and say, hey, I just created a portfolio on CoinLion. Come check it out. Follow my portfolio and see how I'm doing. And over time, we think that like meritocracy of ideas, the good portfolios and the good managers, they're going to rise to the top. And you're going to and the one thing that's really neat about what the blockchain provides is that it's full transparency, immutability. So when you're tracking these portfolios and you're providing performance statistics, there's no fudging the numbers. So like, for example, when I worked in a traditional asset management space, the best salesman a lot of times would win. He can sell that, sell himself and sell the positions and sell the assets, but he might not be the best asset manager, And so that's really what CoinLion is going to do, is the best managers will rise to the top. And so let's just say, for example, you're a really good manager and you created a low volatility, a high market cap, type of portfolio that's really doing well. A lot of people are following it. You might have 1,000 different people following this portfolio on a monthly basis, paying you say 100, tokens per month. That's a pretty good token generation, event for you. So you continue to do that. Then you can take those tokens and use more resources within the platform, or you can trade them for other tokens within the platform. There's just a lot of different advantages that it offers. And I think it's going to be fun for people to just get involved and kind of play around with all the features. And we're committed to really taking feedback from the community. We want to make sure that we're always trying to stay ahead of the curve. And integrate the best tools that we can. So we want to have, a section for people to vote on new features added to the platform, a section for people to vote on new coins or tokens launched on the platform, stuff like that. So it's more about the community than any of the traditional platforms that you have than anything.
I think you took a fantastic route, because I believe, mathematically, I know that in a graph, when there are n nodes, the value increases is n squared. And when you look at a fact, they called it the fax effect when the fax machines came.
Yeah.
Facebook uses that. The more people that are on Facebook, the more valuable Facebook is, in fact, the order of n squared. And so for some reason, exchanges haven't understood that the value is in the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, two people in Coinbase cannot interact with each other within Coinbase. They have to go outside to interact. Yeah. And you're thinking, what's wrong with the picture? And here you're allowing people to vote. Like a Quora, for example, I can upvote a portfolio. I can upvote probably an individual that manages a portfolio, and I can follow them and I can track them. And all of these is made frictionless because I'm using a token, almost like this punning the token of appreciation. I'm just using that to say, hey, it's not just lip sympathy. I'm actually paying to say that I'm following this guy, so I'll pay to follow this guy.
Yeah.
If 1,000 people are following, it means something. It's not just random likes on a photograph.
Yeah, exactly. So
And that matters because you're investing real money in these exchanges. Mm-hmm. And then to make it a one-stop shop and not just build this portfolio and go somewhere else to do the trading, you're removing the pain and saying, hey, click. I can almost see myself every month coming and hitting the rebalance button, you know?
Exactly. And then, like, for example, say you're following another individual's portfolio who's doing very well, and maybe he's making more active bets and he's, you know, trading on a kind of a regular basis. And so every day you might get an update that says, here, this is changing in this portfolio. Now you want to integrate that into yours. You can just do that kind of with a click, and it will automatically keep your portfolio in line with whatever portfolio you're following. And you can actually build portfolios of portfolios, for example. So say you want to build have a baseline portfolio that is, you know, this individual is conservative or moderate, you know, type of risk tolerance. And, you know, as much as it can be within crypto right now, as markets get more efficient, obviously there's going to be more data that's going to be known. And so we're going to be able to integrate more, you know, statistics and ratios and all that on all these portfolios. But it's really, you know, you can build multiple portfolios of portfolios and say, okay, I like this guy's portfolio, but I want to add in some more Bitcoin, or I want to add in some more Ripple. Then you create a new portfolio of that.
Got it. This is fantastic. And so I had two other questions. So just to understand, so one of the things is, are you an existing business? Are the products already built, or are you planning through the ICO to raise money so that you can start building this whole exchange software, et cetera, et cetera? The state of affairs.
Yeah. Right now we are really moving ahead full steam because our minimum goal is 2,000 Ether. And right now, I think as of this interview here, we're at like 1750-ish, you know, Ether. And I think we'll get the rest of the Ether this week. We've been averaging about, you know, 300 to 400 Ether per week. So I would assume that this week we're going to exceed our goal, and we still have 6 weeks to go. So I think we're really, and I think there's been people that have been waiting, because one of the criticisms that we've gotten is that our token sale is too long. But I think we're glad that we went that route right now, because we feel like one of the challenges that we had was that we didn't have enough kind of market exposure in the beginning. And now we're starting to build more market exposure now as people get more familiar with the product, the platform and the project. So you really want to give people time to familiarize themselves with the project and not just, you know, hey, there's a deadline there, you know, we got to get in now. It's more, hey, this is a great community. This is a great project. And it takes time for people to get used to that and get involved. So that's, we're really confident, you know, we're going to hit that 2000 goal, and we're moving ahead 100%. We just hired another full-time guy, a very talented guy. Took him away from one of the top firms here in Sioux Falls, you know, so we're excited about that. We're going to hopefully launch actually the research portal side of things, and then the kind of the full dashboard where you can log in and see your tokens and what you purchased in the Lion token February 25. So that'll kind of be our first, launch. But then we are, you know, raising funds to continue building the platform. But we want to do it in releases, you know, because we want to have something for the people who have the token right at the end of the token sale. And that's going to be right at the end of the token sale. It's going to be focused on the research portal. You'll be able to go in, you'll be able to hold your Lion token in your account, see the dashboard and all that, and then be able to access some of the research that we're compiling right now that's being submitted through the application that we have. So we are raising funds to build the platform, but we're kind of moving ahead full steam right now before we even really get going. So it's a work in process, and we're on the way.
And the reason it's very exciting to me, first of all, I'm glad it's a long sale. Otherwise, I would have completely missed your sale.
Yeah.
And you would have been done before I even had a chance to interview you.
Yeah. It's still, you know, I'm glad we didn't do just a month or a couple of weeks, because I think we were under the radar when we launched, because token sales are new. And you come across challenges and things, we should have done this and should have done that. But I'm glad that things are moving along where they are. We feel very good about it.
And the other thing that I really like, Joshua, is the fact that people, there's real utility value for the Coin Lion token.
Yeah.
I can use it. I'm imagining I can use it as gas to buy and sell tokens on your exchange. I can use it for voting, upvoting, and downvoting, or whatever else that I can do. I can use it for following portfolios, and so this token is almost like the currency in this economy of CoinLion, in this ecosystem.
Exactly,
and it has huge utility for me to navigate around this and award and reward good behaviors and penalize bad behaviors type of a thing.
And we will also probably have kind of incentives that we as the coin line from the reserve will issue to people, you know, maybe the top traders or maybe, you know, individuals who have large followings, things like that. We're going to incentivize directly from the kind of the coin line reserve, the treasury that facilitates the growth of the platform.
And I'm assuming that the revenue generation model for CoinLine is there are all these n number of transactions for following this, that. So a piece of every transaction is probably CoinLine's revenue. Is that?
Yeah. We're working on that. We do have, if you in the white paper, we go through kind of our fee schedule, and we've done, you know, for the trading, as far as the trading that happens on the platform, the goal is that the maker taker fee schedule that really allows, you know, we want to incentivize liquidity and also decrease the spreads as small as we can, you know, as much as possible within crypto. And then, you know, we take a small transaction fee on those trades. And the goal was to create a schedule. You know, we went out and we actually looked at a lot of the biggest platforms out there. So we looked at, you know, Binance and Coinbase and Bittrex, and we looked at the fee schedules of these different exchanges, and we said we want to cut it down. You know, we want to be cheaper than that. So we brought down the fees by about 25-30% on that. And then we've also had, you know, the different features. We're going to be launching up the ICOs and the token sales on the platform. So that's going to be another way that, and at first we'll kind of see how it goes. We'll see what the demand is and things like that. But eventually that'll be another way for CoinLine to generate revenue.
Wow. This is all very, very exciting, because to me, this seems to be well thought about, well thought out, and well integrated and well designed.
Yeah.
And what is the total max number of tokens that will be generated during this?
So we right now, there is a maximum supply that could ever exist of 500 million. But that being said, the way the token sale is going right now, and the commitment that the team has made to reduce the supply to keep it in line with the allocation that we have described in our distribution model, it's going to end up probably being a lot less than that. Also, the way that our smart contract works is that as Ether is contributed to the smart contract, the Lion token is minted, is created at that time. So that's the token generation event, is the time that the Ether gets sent in. So there will be no unsold tokens. There cannot be, because they will never be created.
Okay, brilliant. Mm-hmm. I got it. So you kind of tied that in dynamically to mint as the money comes in.
Yeah, as the money comes in. And then what we had minted for the CoinLine team and the reserve and all of that, we're going to assess the whole supply at the end, and we're going to make a decision around how much token we need to burn to keep that all in line with our allocation. We do want to get more tokens out in. So, you know, obviously the more tokens that are out in the community, the more robust and the more user base we're going to have on the platform. And that's one of the reasons we chose to go the token sale route. We obviously were approached by venture capitalists and things like that that want to get involved, but we want to make sure that we have the users on the platform. And we feel that when people purchase the Lion token, that is, they're going to come to the platform later to use the token within the platform. That is our hope and our goal and our objective. And so right now we have, I want to say, over 1,000 different users that potentially come to the platform. Just in our newsletter registered for early access, I think we got about 1,400 people signed up. And that being said, you know, being under the radar early on, that's growing exponentially. We feel like, you know, it'll be over 10,000 by the time we get to the end of the token sale.
No, this is absolutely exciting to me, because I think this is contributing to the growth of the crypto economy as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, you know, you might be looking at 1,000 users, but the number of connections is n squared, and so spread and everything else will be higher. And as people want to do something in the economy, because there's a limit on the tokens and probably even coming down on the limit, the supply is limited, and the demand I see is going up, because out of the sheer numbers, you'll have portfolios that are generating cash, and people will want to know what the heck that portfolio
is going on. Yeah,
I will follow them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to run a couple of my own portfolios as well. I'm also looking for individuals to apply here. I'm going to be putting out an application for people to apply to be some of the first portfolio managers within the platform. So we're doing some of that stuff. I think it's going to be really neat and a lot of fun.
All right. As we wind down, can you point us to the right websites and ICOs? You know, can you give us some of the mechanics?
Yeah. It's a very simple process. It's just coinlion.com. We feel fortunate to have gotten that name, coinlion.com. So it's simple. You can go there. You just follow the process. You can hit token sale, buy now, just agree to our terms. We encourage you to read through the legal analysis and the legal opinion so you understand exactly what's all involved. Once you've done that, it's going to just populate the Ethereum address for you to contribute to. And we recommend doing it that way, just contributing it straight in with Ethereum, because right after that, the contract mints the tokens and we'll send it directly back to your wallet. You're going to receive them that day and within that same transaction. You will not be able to remove the tokens from your wallet until we finalize the contract on February 25. So that's just one of the things. The tokens will be in the wallet until February 25. Once we finalize the contract, all tokens are then tradable. So whether that be on other platforms, within the CoinLion platform, will launch, we feel quarter three is our goal. So we should be, and then with earlier releases along the way. So yeah, CoinLion.com. That's go there, check it out, read the white paper. We encourage you to do that. Watch some of the videos and check out the team. We're excited about it.
Anything else that I should have asked but did not? Joshua, anything else you want to share with the audience?
No, I really appreciate it. We're excited to see the community growing. We have a Telegram channel. Go on the Telegram. I'm pretty much on there. It's up on my screen right here now. I can see everything that's going on there. So I'll be answering questions and the team will be answering questions so you can communicate directly with me. That's one of the things too, just with the CoinLion platform that we've tried to do is like, I respond to every email that I get. So, you know, I even know it is a challenge, but that is one of my goals. And to do that within just even a few hours is the plan, unless I'm, you know, sleeping, but to try to communicate with people as much as we can. And I've got nothing but positive feedback. You know, thanks for the response. Thanks for all your hard work, you know, all that. So it's just been a joy. And that's the kind of stuff that I like to get and like to see. And then it just keeps us fueled and keeps us going and working hard.
Man, you are absolutely passionate. I can feel it through your voice.
Thank you.
Probably been working 24/7 for I don't know how many days, but I wish you the very best as your token sale continues to prosper. All the best, and also the business beyond. Thank you for joining us. We'll actually look forward to having you back here in the near future.
Be great to do a follow-up after everything's going and maybe even before the launch, and we can do, you know, talk about the platform a little more and see how things are progressing.
After the champagne bottle.
Yes, exactly. That'll be February 25 for sure. But I'm hoping this weekend too, after we hit the 2000, that's going to be a huge relief off our shoulders, just knowing that this thing is going to move forward full steam.
Congratulations. All the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.